Governor Rick Snyder's $1.2 billion road funding package takes effect this year. You'll see registration fees increase, and you'll also notice an additional fuel tax at the pump. On top of that, the state will move $600 million from the general fund to help fix state roads and bridges. Still, in a recent poll of 600 registered Michigan voters, Lansing-based Epic MRA found it's not just the roads and bridges that need fixing. Residents surveyed want drinking water and sewer systems up to date, too. Epic MRA explains nearly 31% of voters said fixing the state's infrastructure is the top problem facing Michigan, followed by improving the quality of education at 19% and improving the economy and creating more jobs at 13%. What's more, it's nearly unanimous. The survey found that fixing Michigan's infrastructure is the top concern of voters in all geographic regions of the state, at all income levels, in all age groups, among those with and without college degrees, among men and women, among Republicans, Democrats, and independents, among all religious groups, for voters with and without a union member in their household, among voters who support and oppose the Tea Party, and voters who do and don't have children in their households. Patrick Center, WGVU News.